Welcome, everybody. This is Miguel Gonzalez, and once again, we invite you to join us right here on Truth to Live By, the radio and television broadcast ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. Thank you once again for joining us. We certainly pray that God has been using these programs and this ministry to speak to you in a way in which only He can speak to us. We pray that many perhaps have come to the saving knowledge of Christ as a result of these messages. And we pray that for those who are believers, that you have been strengthened and edified and encouraged to continue living lives that bring glory to Christ and lives that accomplish a great deal for the kingdom of God. Well, today we're going to speak about Christian certainties. I don't have a specific passage that I'm going to use as the main text. We're actually going to be looking at a number of different passages that help us understand the certainties or dividends that come to us as a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ. But before we do that, let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We are grateful for the fact that we have the opportunity in this nation still to spend time publicly studying your word, that these programs can come out via television and radio, and where thousands, perhaps millions of people can hear and be ministered and spoken to by you. We pray that you would use these 30 minutes for your own glory, for our edification, and for you reaching those who have not yet entered into a relationship with you to enter into one even today. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, let's talk about Christian certainties. And what do I mean by Christian certainties? Biblical conversion. When a person comes into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, that conversion, that biblical conversion, makes significant changes in the lives of those who experience that conversion. Now, I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying it in a flippant way, but some of us may ask ourselves, what are the dividends, the benefits of becoming a Christian? Well, we're going to try to answer that question today. We're going to look at a number of different things that happen or certainties that become realities in the life of those who are in a personal relationship with Jesus. Of course, first and foremost, we talk about the gift of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. For none of these certainties are certainties unless we have experienced salvation. But I want to look at several, and we're only going to look at one or two references in relation to these benefits or dividends that we're going to discuss today. The first one we want to look at is honest living. One of the benefits, one of the dividends that come to us as a result of our relationship to Christ is honest living. I want to look at two different passages here because we'll only have time to look at a couple from each. I'm going to look at 2 Corinthians, and we're looking at chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and I'm going to be reading verse 21. For we are taking... For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. Listen, Paul is saying that as a result of his conversion, as a result of him entering into a personal relationship with him, he is doing whatever it takes to live honestly, to do that which is right. Listen, prior to our biblical conversion, we lived out our sinful nature. We were incapable of doing that which was right. Now, by that, I don't mean that a person who is not saved cannot give money to feed the poor. What I am saying is that a person who is not saved is incapable of doing anything of any real consequence, period. Because it's done in his own power and it comes from his sinful nature. But when we become Christians, when we enter into a relationship with Christ, now our life really begins, our spirit is born again, and we are now compelled and we now desire to live honest lives. And though we not always do it, we strive to do it constantly and consistently. Now, if you know a Christian who constantly and consistently seeks to live a life that is in complete opposite to honest living, then I would question your friend's salvation. If you're a child of God and you're walking with Jesus and Jesus is in you and the Spirit of God is doing His ministry in you and the Word of God is accomplishing what God has set it out to do in your life and you are praying and studying and fellowshipping and doing all the things God says you ought to be doing, the desire and passion of your heart and life is going to be to live an honest life. And Paul said he does what it takes for him to do that which is right, to do good. Another passage I want to look at is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And again, we can only look at a couple of passages on each of these benefits that I'm going to highlight because we don't have the time to look at any more. But Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things." Listen. As a believer, one of the benefits that comes with being in a relationship with Jesus is that you begin experiencing honest living. Your mind is no longer in the trash can. Your mind is now meditating on the beauty of Christ and the reality of Christ and the reality of your new birth and the reality of your relationship with Him and on the reality and importance of the characteristic of honesty. You become that and you live that. This is not an exhaustive list, but that's number one, honest living. What is a second benefit of becoming a Christian? Hopeful living. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And we're going to be looking at verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "We continually remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Listen, for those who are not in a personal relationship with Christ, they're oblivious of this fact. Oblivious of this fact. But anybody living outside a personal relationship with Jesus is living in complete and utter hopelessness. Why? Because apart from the fact that they're simply existing in this lifetime and in this world, that which is to come is going to be eternal damnation unless they come into a personal relationship with Him. The only reason that I have hope today is because of Jesus. He is hope. And one of the benefits that comes to me as a result of my relationship to Him is hopeful living. Staying in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, listen to what Paul continues to say. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, listen, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. What an awesome thing to know that we have hope because hope comes from Christ and we are in Him and He is in us. Another passage, final passage we'll look at when we talk about hope for living is 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope. That is why we have hope. It is a Christian certainty. Hope is a Christian certainty. Listen to me. Hope is a Christian certainty because we have Christ. And Christ is our hope. The third benefit or dividend that comes to us as a result of our relationship to Jesus, as a result of us becoming Christians, is happy living. So we have honest living, we have hopeful living, and we have happy living, blessed living, blessed living. John chapter 13 and I'm going to be looking at verse 17, John 13:17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed or happy in what, if you do them. And the word blessed can be said to be the word happy. You remember the Beatitudes? Blessed are, happy are, happy are. Happy living comes as a result of our relationship to Jesus. It is a Christian certainty. How happy are you? Are you happy? Is your honest living and your hopeful living and your happy living evident to the entire world? And do they know that it is because it is because it is because of Christ? You can't manufacture honest living. You can't manufacture hope for living. You can't manufacture happy living. It comes as a Christian certainty, as a side benefit of us having come into a relationship with Jesus. Another passage, one of many, Acts chapter 26, verse 2. As we talk about happy living, Acts 26, 2. I'll start in the middle of verse 1. So Paul mentioned with his hand and began, motioned with his hand and began his defense. King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews. Am I looking at the right passage? 26:2. Yeah, I might have actually written down the wrong reference here. I think I wrote the wrong reference down. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, happy living is a Christian certainty. A Christian certainty. Actually, let me go ahead, just since that was the wrong reference I had down, I'll just read one other one here. Paul said, one man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. And what he's talking about here is the fact that, listen, because of our relationship with Jesus, we are able to do that which we believe to be consistent with the will of God and makes us happy. Do you realize that God wants you to be happy? He wants you to experience happiness. But He knows that true happiness does not come outside of a relationship with Him. Happiness is a byproduct, a result, a dividend, a Christian certainty from having become a Christian. Honest living, hopeful living, happy living, helpful living, helpful living. Romans chapter 16. In verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Listen, they risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful for them. Why did Priscilla and Aquila risk their lives for him? Because as a byproduct, as a benefit, as a dividend of having become a Christian, you have helpful living. People who are related in Christ do whatever it takes to help others who are in a personal relationship to Christ. That's why the principle of fellowship is so important in the cultivation of our faith. Listen, we are here to help one another. And we're certainly here not only to help each other as believers, we're here to help others who may not be as part of the in the faith, but certainly with the motivation of sharing the gospel so they become part of the faith. Another passage we can look at is 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 16. To submit to such as these and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. Listen, he's talking about helpful living. Helpful living. That is a Christian certainty resulting from us entering into a personal relationship with Jesus. How about holy living? Oh, you didn't go there, did you? Well, yes, I did. It's not only those things that we hope to be able to benefit from as a result of our relationship with Jesus. It's those things that come that place responsibility upon us as well. Holy living. Holy living. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. And then when you go ahead and move down to chapter 2 and verse 5, you read this. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, listen, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. Listen, certainly a responsibility, but an honor and privilege as well to be counted among those who can speak of holy living as a Christian certainty, as a benefit, as a dividend, as a byproduct of being into a personal relationship with Jesus. Listen, the point we're making here is this, and let's not lose the point. The point we're making here is that there's certain byproducts, benefits that come as a result of our lives being changed because we became Christians. Becoming a Christian is not checking off a box and saying I attended church on Sunday or I attend church on the major holidays. Being a Christian, becoming a Christian, is recognizing your sinfulness, your inability to do anything to save yourself, and throwing yourself at the mercy of God for salvation. And the point we're making here about these Christian certainties is that biblical conversion brings about significant change in the person who has experienced biblical conversion. A person who has become a Christian now lives honestly, has hope, is happy, is helpful, and lives holy lives. But in addition to those we just mentioned, they also have hallowed living. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, as it is a safeguard for you. 1 Thessalonians, actually, well, we'll leave it there because the others, we'd have to read the entire passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 or 2 Peter chapter 1. Listen. We live in awe of the awesome God that we are related to by virtue of our relationship to Jesus. We live hallowed lives in that we rejoice at the reality of our incredible fortune. Because we're Christians. These are things that come to us as a result of our relationship to Jesus. The last one I want to mention is not an exhaustive list, but the last one I want to mention is humble living. 1 Peter chapter 5. And I'm going to be reading verses 5 through 6. Young men, in the same way be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because listen, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Humility is a byproduct, a benefit. James chapter 4, this is the last passage we'll look at, James chapter 4 and verse 6. But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, and we just read in essence this passage, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble. Listen, these results demonstrate that your life have radically been changed by your encounter with Jesus. Are these things evident in your life? Honest living, hopeful living, happy living, helpful living, holy living, hallowed living, and humble living. These are characteristics that demonstrate your encounter, life-changing encounter with Jesus. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these benefits. Thank you for these things that make it possible for others to know and for us to know that we have met Jesus. We give you all the honor and glory in his name. Amen.
Truth to Live By is a production and ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. This ministry is a listener-supported ministry. Would you please consider prayerfully supporting us both with your prayers and financially? It is because of the contributions and the partnership of God's people that we're able to continue to bring this program to you each week on this radio station. We need your partnership so that we may be able to continue preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and proclaiming the truth of the Word of God. It is indeed our prayer that God is being glorified through the work that we do. If you are a believer, it is our prayer that God is using this to strengthen your faith and equipping you for service so that you may be able to do the work of the kingdom in this world. And if you are an individual who has not yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we pray that you would take this opportunity to do so simply by praying this simple prayer. Father, I acknowledge I am a sinner. I acknowledge I can do nothing to save myself or contribute to my salvation. I believe Jesus is who He claimed to be and who the Bible claims Him to be. I ask Him to forgive me of my sins, to come into my life, to create me anew, and to give me the gift of eternal life. For it is in His name that I pray. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God that you have been adopted and brought into the family of God, and you are now His child. Will you please let us know if you've made that decision so that we may be able to contact you in return and rejoice along with you. If you wanted to request any CD copies of any of our messages or any other resources that we have, we are asking that you do so in writing. And I'll give you our contact information in just a moment. I also want to make you aware of our website. Our web address is www.rffiministries.org. If you're requesting any resources, please address your letter to Truth to Live By, Post Office Box 23688, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227-0279. Our email address is truthtoliveby@rffiministries.org. Our phone number is 704-778-3759. Please visit our website where you can get a great deal of information about us at www.rffiministries.org. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.